Yep.
And we'll go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, good. Very good.
Okay.
All right. So I just want to wait 48 seconds into this podcast.
Why? Because you want to defeat me.
I want to see if I'm going to get punched in the face.
Was she?
What's going on?
Was she advertising her new line of punching bags?
Yeah. Rousy face, yeah.
Rousy face.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well...
So, did you watch... Do you have pay-per-view?
No, I had to wait until some very naughty person... I was on YouTube, and I wanted to check a video and report it, because I hate illegal stuff, but I had to watch...
Are you a YouTube hero?
Yeah, I'm a YouTube hero, but I had to watch the whole thing to make sure it wasn't a legal upload, so I saw it on a YouTube channel.
Of course, fair enough, yeah. You know what's annoying about those YouTube channels is when people bootleg stuff and they put it in the corner of the video?
Oh, yeah.
Background in the...
Yeah, yeah. If you get a bootleg, do it properly. Give me a good view, not properly. Some shit, yeah.
Bootleg properly. Yeah. So, what happened with Rousey?
Well, she can't box.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it comes down to. She was basically hesitating, trying to get her on the ground to use her, jiu-jitsu skills. I don't know if she's superior to Nunes in jiu-jitsu and wrestling, but...
Yeah. So every time she's kicked ass in the octagon, she's like armbarred someone into submission.
Yep.
What do you think? It's an ego thing because too many people were picking up on her stand-up fighting ability that she's like, no, I can win on my feet. No, apparently not.
I don't know, but that's how Holly Holm destroyed her. She just boxed her and boxed her out straight away, and then Nunes obviously just did the exact same thing. So
I'm gonna stay on your feet. I'm going to cave your face in.
Yeah,
it's pretty fucking brutal too.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, she's going to announce her retirement. There's no way she's going to go back for a third unless she wants to. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I reckon she should. A lot of people are saying, like, her coach is shit. You know, why did they fucking coach her that way? You know, her boxing's terrible. It's her coach's fault. But I'm like, well, is it really her coach's fault? I mean, she's been in enough fights. She should be doing her own knowledge and research and...
Yeah,
you know, surely exactly. She should have known going into this that she had her boxing is what needed to,
improve.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, I didn't see the thing. I just saw the pictures of her face getting caved in.
Yeah,
did she actually try to take Nunes onto the ground?
Or she did once. Yeah, once she grabbed it, but Nunes just got straight out of the clinch, and then she kept. Fair. I think she was just so focused on looking for an opening where she could grab her and get her to the ground.
Right, okay. And that's she just left herself open to him. Yeah. Pounding.
And then Nunes' fucking punch just come in, bam, and just, you know. That was it. So, yeah.
So you think she is going to retire?
Oh, I'd say so.
Okay. Does that mean she won't be needed for Expendables 4 or what? Like, I mean...
No, that's what she'll do. She'll...
Part of her career, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's still probably got, you know, B-grade... acting appeal to the industry. Cool. So I reckon she'll be able to land a role. She might try and do an action female role, you know?
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. Was it the main card on the fight?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I think so, yeah. Yeah, there it is. That fucking left just is what got her. That left. Yeah. She just kept coming in with that left and she just had no defense on it. She was just gone.
Right, okay. Yeah. Oh, God. Yep. Yeah, all right. Well, so much for her being... Well, I mean, now the debate opens up about was she actually the greatest of all time or...
Oh, no, of course not.
Because people were saying that.
You know, and I don't know. I mean, you hear a lot of stuff about this Dana White guy who runs the UFC and, I mean, you know, you start to... Your mind starts to think about, like, parallels to the Rocky movie where they were, like, you know, hand-pick fights...
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't
it? You know, I don't know. So...
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Yeah. I mean, I think the other thing is that everyone's only got a certain amount of fights in them, so...
Yeah.
She was going to meet her match eventually, wasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she was 12... she was 12-0 before Holly Holm took her out, so...
Yeah, fair enough.
So, yeah. Yeah, so it is the new year. What are you going to do this year that's different to last year?
I don't know, get fatter, huh?
Get fatter.
No.
Does anyone ever actually do, like achieve New Year's resolutions? Or are they the biggest, you know, the biggest thing that people fail at?
I hate them. And I could hear it in the tone of your voice as well when you asked me the question. You were like, what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah. Because even like my wife's like, you know, what goals have you set for yourself this year? And I'm like, well, I've got things I want to achieve this year, but it's got nothing to do with like New Year's resolution. They're just things I want to do.
They're just things you want to do. That's right. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'd like to drop a few kgs, but not because it's the new year, not because of anything else, except my pants don't fit and it's uncomfortable.
Right.
It comes down to mathematics and spatial engineering. You know,
that's right.
It comes down to basic engineering. Ass this big will not fit in pants this small. So
yeah, it's just science. Because you don't want to pay for new pants. Mm. Yeah. Or you reach a point where you can't go to the like, what's the biggest you can get in a store in Australia? Probably 2XL.
No, if you go over that 2XL, I think triple is pretty, you know.
Right, okay. And then you're at the men's big and tall store.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I'm the same. I kind of like have got a few things that I've always wanted to do, but they're just things that recur. They're not New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. The main thing I do definitely want to do this year, and I've had this for a while now, and you and I've spoken about it, is I've got to get off... I spend too much time on YouTube and too much time watching stuff for the second and third time. That's the biggest thing I want to do. Like, you know, like you and I were talking about, you know, rewatching Sopranos and all that sort of shit.
Well, that's the thing,
And I, like, I started reading again, because I used to read a lot, and I stopped reading books, and I want to start reading books more.
Right.
Well, because I started, so I read a book recently, and it took me ages to read. Like, okay, by about halfway through, I got back into it. But for the first, like, I don't know, a couple of chapters, I was just like, I had to reread the page. My mind's wandering. I'm thinking about, ooh, what's going on YouTube? And I was like really bad. Like, this is taking forever. What happens at the end of the book? You know, I wanted that 5-minute satisfaction you get from a YouTube video.
Yeah, that's the problem with YouTube, isn't it?
You know, that's really bad. So, sorry, if people
I have a theory about books, and this is why I don't read.
Okay, what's your theory?
So, books were created as the best technology we had to tell a story.
Yeah.
When they were created.
Yeah.
Right, so that's why books existed.
You're going for the whole they've outlived their usefulness.
Yeah, exactly. Now we've got movies, which are the better technology to movies, the better technology to books. So, I don't need to read.
But you get everything from a book, from a movie. Like, the sight and sound and everything is given to you. You don't have to do anything yourself.
That's exactly right. Yes.
You're like, what's the downside?
And I do your not problem know. Is.
Well, that's my problem with it. Yeah,
I'm using my legs like a sucker.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Actually, speaking of books, so then I read a book, and then I read another book by the same author who tweeted me yesterday, Ernest Cline. So
Ernest Cline wrote
Ready Player One and Armada are his two books that he's written so far.
Ready Player One sounds like an 80s 8-bit.
It is an 80s. Game. It is. It's all based on the 80s. Both his books are.
Fair enough. Are they comedies or what genre are they?
No, they're science. I'd call them science fiction, I guess.
Okay.
Ready Player One is awesome. I didn't like Asmata as much. It was still a good book. Ready Player One is currently... I think they're currently filming it. He sold the rights to make a movie out of it, so they're making a movie out of it.
Okay.
And I guess, for me, you know, people talk about the difference between the movie and the book. I'm really excited to see Ready Player One because it's the first time I've properly read a book and know it really well. I've actually read it 3 times now.
Is that good, is it?
Yeah, it's really good, yeah. Have I read it twice or 3 times? No, twice. I've read it twice, sorry. So I can't wait to see the movie, and then I could be one of those people like, this didn't happen in the book, you know, stuff like that. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is interesting. So it's set in a dystopian future where you need... Mm-hmm. XP levels to go up in society. Is that what I'm reading correctly? Or
no, kind of, yeah.
Wade Watts lives in poverty and he doesn't have enough XP points to travel to other locations?
Yeah. Inside the virtual world, not inside the real world. Yeah, basically everyone lives through VR. So it's all VR. So when you go to school, you don't actually go to a... Well, they do still have schools for really, really poor people.
Yeah.
But
The education system finds it's just cheaper to issue everyone a visor and a VR visor and box, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So, basically, everyone's kind of living in the Matrix, but they can just lift their visor if they want to unplug from the Matrix.
Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah. Which is where the universe is going, really, isn't it? Mm. It'll be interesting to see in, like, 100 years what the human body looks like once we've all been living in virtual reality. We'll just be blobs.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be, and I think the other thing is...
Because you could live in virtual reality, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. If I could get the same sight and sound experience, yeah, of course. Mm. That was actually a really interesting article I read last week about property value.
Yeah.
And how that some property people are starting to basically say that if you're into commercial real estate in the city, you know, the most expensive real estate in any place is the city. And that soon city properties is going to start to go down because people don't need to go to the city. They've got the internet. Why? You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like in Total Recall where they had their wall of whatever they wanted to project on it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So... as soon as, you know, basically the thing that's hampering, obviously, Australia and a lot of countries is internet speed.
Yeah.
But as the internet grows, we'll get to a point where we can have virtual meetings just through our camera. And then soon VR, you know, VR will be the big thing. And then you will see a debase in, like, will there even need to be, it postulated that in the future, there may not even be cities.
No, like capital, need
like,
to be.
Yeah, yeah, sorry, you're, when I say the city, I mean the actual office building, you know, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, like high-rises and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, they won't
even be needed to. And then, if you take it to the next step and you go, like, you know the game No Man's Sky, where it was in real-time populating the scenery and the worlds.
Yeah.
You could essentially just live in a house that was just a box and a green screen.
Yep.
And if you had your virtual reality headset on, it could map to any environment you wanted to live in at that time, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, your house could be anything you wanted it to be with a virtual reality headset on. Yeah, mapping in real time.
So that's what they're saying. Like, and in the future, you won't need... Real estate will eventually just bottom out to nothing. Real estate will just be based on purely on your internet connection speed and dropouts. And that's what will determine the value of property. And that everyone will just eventually just have a square box with a shower and a toilet and a kitchen.
Yep.
And there'll be no need to...
But how do you determine where's going to have the best internet? How do you figure that out for buying real estate?
Well, that's what it'll become to. It'll come to, you know, download speeds and dropout reports and all that sort of stuff. So, which, I mean, I must admit, when we looked at our current place that we were buying, the main thing we were looking at was the internet speed.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we, like...
That's the first
thing
you ought to look at.
Well, it's the first thing we were there. If it had no internet, there's no point. It wouldn't matter if it was the best house in the world for a dollar... If it didn't have internet, there was no point us living there, even if it would cost a dollar. Exactly. So,
how are you going to watch Sopranos? Ooh. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. So, going back to this Ernest Cline dude, is it just the two books he's written?
Two or three. Maybe. Okay. No, I think just two, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. All right. I'll have to check him out. Wow, you're reading again.
Yeah.
Without pictures and everything.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so it was really cool. So, yeah, hello to... Hey, Ernest, thanks for the tweet, buddy. It was really cool. It's really cool to get, like... Because I actually tweeted him directly, or tweeted him out.
Okay.
And then, like, he just fucking replied, and I was just so... Like, it was really cool. Because he's
got a little bit starstruck.
Yeah, I mean, he's famous, dude. Like, yeah, I know you hadn't kind of heard of him, but in... Especially, like, if you... Yeah, if you have a look, like, he's, yeah, in geek circles especially, like, everyone knows Ready Player One. That's why they snapped up the movie rights and want to push the movie through. I think they're filming it already, actually.
Okay, right. Is it going to have fucking... You know, I saw...
No, they're going
to... I started to watch a trailer. Oh, sorry, you go.
Oh, I was just going to say, it has got Simon Pegg in it.
Okay,
But the main characters, they're casting no names because they didn't want the movie to be about the actor's popularity.
Okay, all right, so, fair enough.
Yeah, but yeah, go on.
Because we were going to go to this movies yesterday. We didn't end up going because we're like, oh, there's nothing really out we want to see.
Right.
But I started to watch the trailer for this film, Passengers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it starts off okay, and it's got Star-Lord in it. Yeah, Chris Pratt. And then she fucking pops up, the female Bradley Cooper of the universe. Goddamn, I'm everywhere,
Jennifer Lawrence.
Katniss. Yeah, I'm like, this... I said to Marissa, this woman is the female Bradley Cooper. She's in everything. It's ridiculous. So we didn't end up going to see it because she annoys me.
Aww.
Yeah. Aww.
You don't like Jennifer Lawrence?
No, it's not that I don't like her. It's just that when you see, and it's the same as Bradley Cooper, when you see them in every goddamn movie that's out, you're kind of like, yeah. I want to see different actors ply their trade. I don't want to see, yeah.
Fair enough, then.
Anyway.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. What, no good?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't mind her. Hmm. I don't mind her.
Did you see Joy?
No, I didn't see Joy.
Yeah, well, that's why.
Yeah, is it really bad? Right. Did you get it's joy terrible. From watching Joy or not?
Oh my god, I wanted to kill someone with a mop.
With a mop?
Yeah, well that's what she likes in the movies, mops.
Why a mop?
Because that's what she makes in the mops. That's what her character's famous for, making mops.
What?
Yeah, the chick in the film...
In Joy, yeah.
Yeah, and Joy gets, like, rich from making this self-squeeging mop or whatever.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's a true story, based on a true story. Yeah.
Mm. So it's a mop movie. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. Movie. Right. Yeah. A movie about mops. Well, there you go.
Should I put Klein's details down in the description of the video?
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, if you don't mind. Yeah, throw it down on his Twitter and stuff. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yep.
Coolio. Yeah. Shall I tell you a story?
Please. I love stories.
Yeah,
let's hear
okay.
It.
All right. Here's a story. So, you know the episode of Seinfeld, The Bubble Boy. You know the Bubble Boy?
Yeah, Bubble Boy. Yeah, yeah.
And George plays Trivial Pursuit with him.
Yeah, yeah. Moops.
Yeah. Moops. Yeah. Oh, no. The answer is the Moops. It's Moors. Yeah. It's Moops. Yeah. Right.
I'm sorry. So, the card says Moops. Yep.
It's a public holiday here today in Australia.
Yes.
So my wife and I decides to play a couple of board games. And we're like, yep. Okay, we'll play Trivial Pursuit.
Oh.
And I've got this really
you
fucking
You can't
weird
play Trivial Pursuit together.
Pursuit.
Yeah, go on. Two on two is no good, well, but go on. A one on one, I
I've got
say.
This really... Why is one on one no good?
For Trivial Pursuit. Because it's just like, why do we even need the board? Why don't we just ask each other questions? And whoever gets the most right wins.
That's a good point.
You know?
We didn't do that. Yeah.
But go on, yeah, go on.
I've got this really fucked up version of Trivial Pursuit that's going in the bin because
okay.
Three of the music questions in a row were about Radiohead.
Oh, God, okay.
All of the sport questions were about Michael Schumacher.
Oh, God.
And then there were a shitload of questions about the Queen, and I'm like, this is fucked anyway.
Yep.
And every roll you land, and there's too many roll agains on my board as well. I don't know if the Trivial Pursuit board is universal, but...
Yeah.
Take off all the roll agains. We spent half our time rolling again. But anyway, the game was going on for like fucking ever because I don't know anything about Radiohead or Michael Schumacher, right?
Yep.
So we're about an hour and a half into a two-player game.
Right.
Okay. We're both getting frustrated, but we both
wanted
to see the end of it.
Because you've not answered any questions, yeah.
No, well, we were getting close. And I get to my last piece of the pie, which is green. And I've got the card here, so I'm going to read the question.
Yep.
And I tried about three green questions and I didn't get it. And then I get the green one and my wife asked me this question, which I'll ask you now. And as soon as she asks the question, I'm like, oh, fuck, I've got it finally. Okay, so which two colours are typically used in 3D glasses? And before you answer, I immediately thought of your videos, that 3D print guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've seen the glasses on his head.
Yep.
And they are...
Okay, well, okay. I can answer this question. Well, okay. My answer to the question was, typically, 3D glasses are... Well, red and blue became more popular. It used to be green and red. In the old days, when 3D first came out, the original 3D glasses were green and red.
Oh, well, fuck you, Moops. You would have got it then, because I answered blue and red... Thinking of your thing, and then she's like, oh no, the answer is the Moops, and I'm holding the card up. The card says red and green.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fuck you, Trivial.
Right, so you thought it was a Moops card. Yeah,
I thought it was a Moops, but it's not. So they were originally red and green.
Yeah. And I think why it changed, it had something to do with, because how your 3D glasses work without, if you want don't really know exactly how they work the old way, not the new way with they're just, like look like sunglasses. The old way was you had two images overlaid, one filtered out green, one filtered out red. Yeah. And I think they changed because something to do with the colour, the way your eye perceives green. And so they changed it to blue. Same as like green screens say, sometimes they're blue.
Colour, yeah. So I thought it had something to do with them being prime colours, because I would have thought green, because it's a mixture eyes could dither, so...
Anyway, so, yeah, whatever. Original 3D glasses were green and red. Now, for my... I don't like the colour green. I actually detest it. I wish all trees, plants...
Oh, it's my favourite colour.
I know. I wish all trees and plants in the world were a different colour. I do not like the colour green. Hate it. So, I chose the red and blue ones.
Right, okay. What is your favourite colour, by the way? Do you have one?
I don't know. It changes. Well, either black or blue, I guess. But yeah, probably black. Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Like the soul of Vader's heart. Yeah.
Oh, shall we go to Star Wars in a second? I'll read your question quickly off the card. All right, see if you know this, because it's up your alley. Okay. What do paintball enthusiasts call their guns?
Guns? I don't know.
Markers, apparently.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Yes, I have heard that.
What do they call them, markers? You can't draw on someone.
Well, because you're marking someone with paint. I think it had to do with... I think that's more of a legislation thing, like gun. So you're not saying your paintball gun, you're saying your paintball marker. It makes it easier to... And it doesn't fire a bullet. It fires... You know, it doesn't even fire a projectile. It disperses paint.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fair enough. All right. Okay. Yeah. I told you about the first time I ever went paintball and I got hit in the nuts and the ball didn't explode, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Why didn't you wear a cup?
Oh, fuck. Oh, I don't know.
That's just insane, dude.
It hurts more when the ball doesn't explode. Yeah,
that's insane. I actually made my own body armor for the first time I went paintballing.
That's smart.
Because someone had told me how bad it hurt. You
made Kelly the shit up. Yeah,
So all I did was, it was really simple. I just went and got some cardboard boxes, cut them into strips, and then used packing tape to make like this flexible vest.
Mm.
And it worked really well. Like when I got hurt, I didn't feel it. Like it really,
Did anyone hit you in between the joints though? Or
no, because I had them really close together. It was just enough to give it flexibility. So
did people know you were wearing armor, or did you just sneak it in and like act like a tough motherfucker?
Yep. Just wore it. And as I was driving home, I was with my buddy, and we're driving home, and he goes, fuck, man, you didn't even, like, you got hit, when you got hit in the chest, you didn't even fucking blink. And I was like, yeah, and I opened up my shirt and just cut off the body armor, and he was just like, holy fuck, who thinks of that?
You do.
I do,
Anyway. Two questions for you about Star Wars. Yeah. You haven't seen it yet, have you, Rogue One?
No, I haven't, no.
Have you watched the scene on YouTube where Darth Vader goes nuts? Like, it's only seen in the film? Oh, no. Fuck.
Oh, I've got to watch that. Hang on. How do you find it?
I would just... Actually, let me tell you, because someone put it up and it got like 100,000 hits and then it got taken down. So let me just find it while we're recording.
Okay, well, I'm going to go Rogue One Vader.
There's a bootleg copy that is a decent so you can see...
I've got one here. It's in Spanish, though, but I don't really care about the audio.
You don't need the audio, but someone recreated it in Lego.
recreated it in Lego.
Let me see if this one will do it. Hang on, let me just mute my thing.
I'm on one. I can't see shit. This one, there we go. It's Vader. His saber comes out in the smoke.
Yeah, so does it go for about 40 seconds?
Seems like it.
And has it got Ellis Farrow in the bottom of the screen?
No, it's just something else. And Vader's just using the force on motherfuckers, rebel troops, slicing them, taking their guns.
See him, has he thrown force someone on the choke. Roof yet?
No, not yet. Someone's like going, take this.
Yeah.
Giving him something. Is that the plans to the Death Star, is it?
Death Star, I'd say, yeah.
Yep, okay.
He just goes ape shit.
Oh, okay, and that drops out and that's the ship.
Yeah,
it layers on, and that's the ship that gets taken over. So it kicks.
Yeah, exactly. So it obviously basically connects directly to
A
New Hope. Yeah.
Fuck. So you could watch Rogue One and A New Hope back to back.
Yeah, without the crawl almost. If you cut the crawl out of A New Hope, you could watch them back to back. I reckon.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he opens it up, and he walks in, and then there's Leia. He's handing her the plans.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, they CGI'd the shit out of that.
Yeah, they CGI'd Leia in and... Yeah.
Wow, that looks great.
He throws a dude on the roof and cuts him in half as he's walking
past. Oh, really? Oh, shit, I didn't see that.
So type in...
Yeah.
Rogue One Darth Vader end scene and good quality in brackets.
Okay. All right, here we go.
And the uploader is called The Rogue One. He's got about 40
yep,
got subs.
It. Yep. Yep. Here it is. Yep.
Yeah, so watch this from the start, because this is when beta's coming in.
Right. Geez, they've done well, eh? Like, it's not Phantom Menace at all, but it looks of it. Like, the costumes right. The set looks right.
Yeah. It looks awesome. This is what made me want to go see it. But apparently this is, like, Vader's, one of only Vader's appearances in the movie. Yeah. But, yeah. So it must be about, like, 35 seconds in, I reckon.
All right, here we go. All right, so he's deflecting laser blasts. He just forced someone up into the roof.
Yeah, and he walks past and just fucking slashes him.
Oh, there we go. That's
how
awesome.
How badass is that? Yeah.
That's freaking sweet.
Yeah. It's just crazy. There must be like 15 guys in there.
Yeah.
Like, this is the shit you want to see Vader doing, isn't it? Just, like, tearing people to shreds. Yeah.
Yep. Right, so that guy's got the plans. He gets through. Vader's just slicing motherfuckers. And then he hits detach or something and just detaches the ship. Emergency detach, right.
Yep.
The ship falls and thrusts away.
Now, right, I'm obviously not a director, but do you know what I reckon would have been awesome is, just as the ship flies out, like this Rebel fleet ship, I don't know what it's called, if Vader, like holds out his hand and starts to hold it with the force so the ship can't get away.
Oh, yeah.
But then something happens to, like, knock him loose and the ship loose.
Yep.
That would have been friggin' awesome, but anyway.
Can I just, hang on, I just want to hear the audio with Leia. Hang
on. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just want to crank the Leia a bit. Wow. I don't know how that's going to translate on the good screen on high quality.
Yeah.
But that looks good. That looks really good.
Do you reckon
good.
She did the voiceover for that line?
No, I reckon they... She just says one word, hope.
Hope,
they could have grabbed that from the original films easily.
From anything. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah. It looks, fuck, I want to go see it just for that now.
Yeah, I'd say.
Is it in 3D as well?
Apparently. I don't know if I could watch it in 3D.
Oh, I think that's something I would want to see in 3D.
They've released Assassin's Creed in 3D too. I couldn't... That'd make me sick, I reckon. Yeah, when he jumps off buildings. But I don't know. You reckon you'd want to see Star Wars in 3D?
I think I just want to see that Vader bit in 3D.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You've got a 3D TV though, don't you?
Yeah, but you'd have to buy it in the 3D and, you know, wait till it comes out. True. I want to see it now. I wonder if my wife would want to go see it tonight.
Yeah, well, we were talking about seeing it, but... Yeah,
Marissa... Because we're going to go back to work tomorrow,
my wife got to edit that out. Won't be real. Yeah. That's the thing. Going back to work tomorrow, can you watch it without... See, I can't do anything the night before going back to work because I just get too angry at shit.
Yeah, so. I know. Yeah, it feels like it's taking up your time and stuff. Yeah.
Even though you end up doing nothing, which is a worse use of your time. But
Oh, dear. All right. Oh, we're coming up on time. So, you got anything else you want to throw in at the...
I just wanted to ask you who's going to look after Gary Fisher now.
Oh, I know. Poor little Gary. Because she took that fucking dog everywhere, like on stage, you know, every talk show and everything. The Gary was right there with her, so
exactly.
Yeah,
if a dog's that attached to an owner, and this is going to sound terrible, and the owner dies,
what,
should
put
you rehome
down?
The dog, or should you
put
the dog
down?
Yeah,
of course you should.
Fair enough.
Okay, Gary will be cared for by Carrie Fisher's daughter.
I didn't even know. Marissa, I said her name again. This is twice I've got to bleep it out now. My wife, told me the other day that apparently she's got a daughter in Scream Queens or something. I didn't even know she had a kid.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy Lord, yeah.
Billy Lord, okay, fair enough. Why isn't she a Fisher? Why is she a Lord?
I don't know, because Carrie Fisher got married at one point.
Didn't
she? I don't know. Fair enough. It's obviously the dad's name, isn't it? I don't know.
I don't know the lineage. Yeah.
It's funny. There is a lot of Google answers to what will happen to Gary. It seems like it's a commonly Googled. Like, people are more worried about poor Gary. So
Gary Fisher than Carrie.
Yeah. What will happen to Gary? Yeah.
But my actual question is, what do you think they're going to do with the movies now? Do you reckon they're just going to have a shot of her face and blow her up? Or?
Well, I mean, the next one's locked in because that was done. But the third...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, any stories that would push her over into the ninth, unless they thought ahead and thought, we better kill her off in eight, like, do you think they're going to kill off one of the original trilogy characters in each of the next ones? Or
No. I think they'll just be right now scrambling and spitballing as to what to do. I think possibly maybe CGI is good enough and they'll just have to do rewrites and limit her scenes.
Yeah.
I don't know. You'd have to, I mean, without knowing the script, you don't know how hard it was going to be to do rewrites, like, or...
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, I guess it depends how... Because in Force Awakens, she wasn't, like, that pivotal, was she? She had a few scenes towards the end where she's in the command
center. Yeah, she was just there as a... Yeah.
Yeah. But, I don't know.
She was just there to hug fucking... Daisy instead of Chewie. She was just a bitch hugger. She was just handing out, "Hey, fuck you, Chewie. I'm hugging this chick I've never met. I don't even know who she is. She could be a freaking..."
Poor Chewie.
Poor Chewie.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All good. Yeah.
Yeah. Hang on. Chewie got no hug. Is anyone else?
Oh, it'll be there.
Oh, here we go. JJ Abrams explains Leia hugging Rey and not Chewbacca.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, hang on. Let's have a look at this.
The answer should just be, well, at least I didn't create Jar Jar, fuckheads.
Oh, JJ explains why Leia's hug in The Force Awakens was probably a mistake.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest nitpicks is the concern that, hang on. Chewie is likely destroyed, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but she doesn't even... He just walks right past Leia.
Yeah, she doesn't even acknowledge him. They're like best friends. They were in battles together. Yeah.
That was probably one of the mistakes I made. My thinking at the time was that Chewbacca, despite the pain of this film, was focused on trying to save Finn and get him taken care of. So I tried to have Chewbacca go off with him and focus on Rey, and then have Rey and Leia find Rey. the idea of them both hanging was the idea that the Force is strong and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I get that.
but still.
Yeah. You know what they should do? They should... This is one of the times they should re-edit the movie and just cut Chewie out of that scene.
Yeah, they could.
Just fucking cut Chewie out of that scene. Yeah.
They could just cut Chewie out.
Yeah. Or just have Chewie do like a thing with... like, you know the bit where when they did the redid and Han Solo walks over Jabba the Hutt's tail and it was really shit?
Yeah.
Do that with Leia going to open her arms to Chewie and Chewie just going, "Rah!" and walking past.
Just brushing her,
Because he's too upset, so.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep.
I think a bigger fuck-up, and we've probably discussed it before, is why she sent Han Solo to try to talk Ben around instead of herself. She's a Force user. What the fuck, you know?
Yeah, who knows?
Whatever, doesn't matter.
Whatever, doesn't matter, All right.
Yeah, at least we haven't created a whole movie just to explain a hole in a Death Star.
Before. Yeah. Oh, come on.
It's true. It should just be called explanation of the hole, a Star Wars story.
Do you know how much heat a laser generates? You need to exhaust the thermal gas.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You need to read the article that's written by thermal exhaust designer. And he's like, "I designed those exhausts to push things out." You've read that, haven't you?
Yep. No.
Oh, it's really good. He's like,
by the same idiots who will explain to you why you can still use a cracked kyber crystal to make a lightsaber?
No. This is a really good article, and it's really funny. And the Imperial guy designed the thermal exhaust port, and he's like, "Do you have any idea how much heat it generates?" And he goes, "And it's a thermal exhaust port. Gases, hot air and gases are pushing things out, not sucking bullets in. And how does a farm boy shoot a bullet that then turns right? I didn't know when I built the Death Star that I had to count for magic space wizards."
I'll have to track that down. That's funny. Yeah.
It is good. It's good.
Fair enough. All right. Yep.
Oh, dear. All right.
Cool. End of there. Right. Good. Cool. Yeah, we should, I suppose. Yeah.
All right. See ya.